knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films,
he does.
Then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about horror.
He will.
He eventually will. Dean Richards is here. You know him from many, many places. The WGN-TV Morning News, this show.
Steve Cochran Show.
Steve Cochran Show.
Sunday morning. I do a little
Sunday morning show.
Dean Richards Sunday morning, because I'm Dean Richards and it's on Sunday morning.
Right.
I listen to that almost every single solitary Sunday morning.
Oh, I apologize. I apologize.
No, I love it.
But, Dean, most people would know, probably know you as Lieutenant Horvath from Hill Street Blues. Would you agree?
People do remember.
Yeah.
They think a lot of people remember me as Sipowicz.
Yep. Andy Sipowicz.
The short-sleeved shirts and ties really made a hit.
Yeah. I like to keep that legacy going. And just announced I'll be appearing at Wrigley Field. And I'm going to be doing a concert at Wrigley Field on August 26th.
You're part of One Direction now?
No. No, this is my third consecutive year doing a concert at Wrigley Field.
That'll be great.
Oh, your lookalike.
Checking on your commute now.
What do you mean, lookalike? I don't know what you mean.
I don't think you do.
That I think I look like Billy Joel.
Some people have suggested that there's some resemblance between yourself and Billy Joel, and you can see it, can't you, a little bit?
I do. So when I'm going through the newspaper and there's a picture of Billy Joel, I stop and go, "What? Why am I in the newspaper?"
You are way better looking.
Even
than
I'm
Billy Joel.
Often confused. My number one and number two confused for Tom Skilling and Billy Joel.
Oh, how about that?
Which I'm not necessarily sure is a compliment to any of the three of us.
So everybody loses in that equation, is that what you're saying?
Lose, lose, lose.
Nobody wins in that.
Anthony Hopkins has been dropped off the list, and Michael Chiklis has been dropped off the list, because I don't know if you know this, all bald people look exactly the
same.
Sure,
I can't tell anybody apart.
Right,
it's
Mel
impossible.
Cooley. I was confused for Mel Cooley the other day.
No, because your glasses.
For Richard Deacon, really?
Buddy Sorrell came up to me in a 7-Eleven. He was buying lottery tickets. He was buying Powerball tickets.
Yeah.
He goes, "Hey, Baldy, how you doing? I'm Baldy.
Are you taking hallucinogens?"
Wow, that's crazy. Dean, this is the day, if you're in the film business, if you do what
that's
you do.
That's my hallucinogen right there.
Sure, yeah. That's your
Oscar
hallucinogen.
Day.
That's the big deal. They announced the nominees for the Academy Awards. First of all, before we go through this, what was the biggest surprise to you? What shocked you?
That Ridley Scott was not nominated for Best
the
Director for The Martian. I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
Because I loved the film. I thought it was so entertaining. And part of why it was so entertaining was because of the way that film was constructed by Ridley Scott. It's quite genius.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was no fan of Quentin Tarantino's Hateful Eight. But I'm a little surprised that he didn't get nominated for Best Director. Now, it's not my cup of tea, but I appreciate the technique and what went into a production like that. I was a little surprised that he wasn't nominated also. I'll say in my snub category, either of you seen the movie Room yet?
I have not.
No.
Make it a must-see. It's not an easy film to watch. It's about a mother who's a woman who's abducted. Raped and abducted, has a child while she's being held in captivity, and the little boy lives the first 5 years of his life in captivity, has never been outside. It's a heartbreaking film, but amazing performances, and this little boy, Jacob Tremblay is his name, should have definitely been nominated for a Best Supporting Role. Helen Mirren was amazing, as she always is. In the movie Trumbo, playing Hedda Hopper. She should have been nominated. And I was a little surprised that the movie Trumbo didn't get a nomination. Also, Trumbo was a pretty great movie. Trumbo, the Steve Jobs movie was not nominated.
Oh.
Danish Girl was not nominated.
Wow.
Carol was not nominated for Best Picture. So, I mean, there have been some movies that I think are among the best that came out this year. That did not get nominations. And the Alvin and the Chipmunks cartoon that came out.
Didn't get nominated.
Didn't get it. May have missed the deadline.
That's not
just
right.
Just came out a couple of weeks ago. But the nominees were...
But Theodore got a nomination for supporting actor, didn't he?
I don't understand how the movie gets snubbed, yet that's, Theodore gets...
That's crazy.
That's the politics of Hollywood.
And De Palma got nominated for director for that, right, Brian De Palma?
And they do the whole...
That's the theme song. That'll get it something.
Oh, don't get me started on that.
That movie Carol you just mentioned.
We can hardly find our way. Wow. Please, Christmas, don't be late.
Oh, man, that's beautiful. Dean, that was stunning. Let's do me a favor. We got to take a quick break, and we'll go through the things that were nominated, the top categories with Dean Richards in just a little bit. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Dean Richards is here. He used to play Mr. Mooney on the old Lucy show, and now he reviews films for us. Dean, let's go category
by... I just want you to know that Annabelle Laval from the Around Town is right next to me on the morning. You know, her desk is right here in the newsroom. It's right next to me.
Ow.
She also enjoyed my Alvin and the Chipmunk.
Oh, did she like that? Yeah.
Apparently everyone in the newsroom did. I didn't know that I had just put on
Bill was shocked you knew the lyrics.
I didn't know you knew that. And in Anna's native land...
Train the loop. I know the whole thing.
That's beautiful.
What?
In Annabelle Laval's native land, that was almost their national anthem. Did you know that?
Anna, you don't want to know what he just said. He said,
I don't want the wrath of Annabelle Laval on me.
He said, in your native land, that chipmunk song was almost the national anthem. Come over here and take your earrings off.
No, I don't want that. No one needs
Where's
that.
The Vaseline?
Bill left said that.
I don't want trouble.
Bill left.
Yeah. Hi, Anna.
I just said that I love them both.
Yeah?
She just said while we were in the break how much she likes you.
That's
both.
So nice. That's so very, very nice.
Pretty much canceled that.
I listen every day. Now screw you, left.
Get that on tape. Wow. How do you say her name?
Wendy, no más bien.
Yeah, take that in, you chipmunks.
All right, let's go category by category.
Screw you, left.
That's what she said. I heard her say that.
Is that your nickname?
Yeah, that's what the people call me.
I see a bumper sticker campaign coming. Never mind that Chicago Conversations thing on the billboards.
This is
Screw
better.
You, left.
This is better.
That's the new campaign.
That's the quote from... La, 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 la. All right, what's the...
that is the that is the funniest.
You do not know what he just said again. I'll tell you later.
He does it to her.
No, I don't.
Yes, he does.
I don't need that.
Don't burn up my time.
All right, the Best Picture nominees...
Don't burn up my time.
Get your own segment.
Dean, give us the Best Picture nominees. What was nominated earlier today?
The best nominees for Best Picture were Big Short, Bridge of Spies, Brooklyn, Mad Max Fury Road, Martian, The Revenant, which got the most nominations of any movie, got 12, Room, I was just telling you about, and Spotlight.
All right, now, you just mentioned that The Revenant got the most nominations, 12. In second place was Mad Max Fury Road,
correct,
which was an incredibly entertaining movie.
Action-packed. I haven't seen it yet.
But didn't that surprise you that it was that well-recognized by the Academy? Because it's not the kind of movie that usually does get that many recommendations or nominations.
I'm not that surprised because of the way the voting works with this.
Yeah.
Most of Mad Max's nominations were in technical categories, cinematography, sound, film editing, and, for each of the individual categories, for example, only cinematographers vote in the cinematography category.
Right.
So, they were blown away by this. It was, probably a number one film for a lot of cinematographers. Same with film editors, sound editors, in some of the technical categories. But you can't look at that movie and say that George Miller didn't blow the roof off the place.
He did.
With an amazing job of this relentless pace that he kept in this movie, and that also translated to the Best Picture category.
No doubt about it. All right, so those are the Best Pictures. Now, normally we would say to you, what do you think will win? But let's save that until the actual award presentation.
I think it's too early because there's too much politicking that's going to go on now. Anything could change between now and then.
Yep. All right, the Best Actor, you got five nominees. Who's
five nominees?
Best Actor?
Leonardo DiCaprio just won the Golden Globe for this. Bryan Cranston, it's Trumbo's only nomination. Michael Fassbender was nominated for Steve Jobs. Eddie Redmayne in The Danish Girl. And Matt Damon was nominated for The Martian.
Do you think it'll hurt Eddie Redmayne that he just won it last year? Does that possibly hurt him a little? Yeah?
Yeah, I do. And the fact that Leonardo DiCaprio has been nominated four times for Best Lead Actor, six times overall, and has never won anything, is probably why DiCaprio will win that. But again, I still think it's too early. I think their politics, as Roger Ebert used to tell me all the time, don't make your picks until the last week.
Is that movie, The Revenant, that good, or is it just the hype over what the bear allegedly did to him that got everybody talking to go see the movie?
I think the movie is that good.
You do?
I think it's so much more than just about a bear mauling, and that's the premise on which the whole movie is based, that a bear, while DiCaprio is a fur trader, gets separated from his party, is viciously attacked by a bear. I mean, it's brutal to watch it. It's disturbing to watch this movie. But the movie becomes about much more than just the bear mauling. It's a story about right and wrong. It's a story about a father's love for his son. It's a revenge thriller. I mean, the movie works on so many other different levels. Not to mention, you know, he actually hid in a horse carcass. Steve, you know, either one of you do that, you're in for an award.
It happened in the original Star Wars, didn't it?
Yeah.
Where Han put Luke
Empire
in
Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that did happen before. I mean, all those are the theatrics that everybody's
although
talking
about. Although that was a tauntaun, wasn't it?
It was a tauntaun.
It was.
You just like saying tauntaun. I know you.
How long is this movie? I got to know, because theater ass kicks in about 2 hours.
It's a little over two. It might be like 215, 220, I think. Something.
Dean, in the original script, he was attacked by a poodle. Why did they change that to a bear?
I think poodles back in the old days used to be a lot more ferocious than they are now.
They were.
Now they're just loose because they breed with every kind of other dog. So you have a Labradoodle, a Cockadoodle, doodle.
Any kind of doodle you can think of has been doodled in
there. Oh, boy. That's so true. And Best Actress, who are the five nominees for that?
Jennifer Lawrence got the only nomination for the film Joy.
Yeah.
Brie Larson, I think, is the odds-on favorite right now to win this category for the film Room. Saoirse Ronan was amazing in Brooklyn. Saoirse Ronan.
That's the Irish version of Saoirse Ronan.
Thanks for taking that.
I was right with you on that.
You're just trying to impress.
I'm not kidding. She's got her earrings off already.
All right. I don't want it.
Cate Blanchett was nominated for Carol and Charlotte Rampling in 45 Years.
I got to say, Cate Blanchett's movie Carol, my wife and I, Terry and I, watched it last night. What a beautiful movie to watch. The color palette that they use all throughout that film is just stunning.
Yeah, it's... It's a beautiful love story, you know, that's set in the 1950s that speaks to the repressiveness of the 1950s and who people could love.
Yep.
And that's really what the movie's
about. And we love you.
We do love you, Dean. Please don't think otherwise. Or just really quickly, one more thing. I saw that Sylvester Stallone was nominated for Best Supporting Actor for the movie Creed. Don't you think everyone in Hollywood is kind of pulling for him a little bit?
Yeah, there is the nostalgia factor, you know, which would be nice. But, you know, you look at this category, Mark Rylance was nominated, who was the Russian spy in Bridge of Spies. He was amazing.
That was the best acting job I saw all year.
Christian Bale was nominated from The Big Short. He was amazing. Mark Ruffalo, amazing. Tom Hardy from Revenant, amazing. There are five amazing performances in this category. So it's going to be whether they go through to those or some nostalgia for Sylvester Stallone. And just, you know, the supporting actress, just real quick, Alicia Vikander from The Danish Girl, Rooney Mara from Carol was nominated, Kate Winslet from Steve Jobs, Jennifer Jason Leigh in The Hateful Eight, and Rachel McAdams. I don't think there are any huge, there is one huge snub here, Helen Mirren in Trumbo, that should have been. But what I really wanted to mention was... The simply an observation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting hate mail already because I was talking about this on the air this morning, and people think I'm trying to stir the race pot.
Uh-oh.
But there's not a single black person nominated anywhere.
That
is
I heard
disturbing.
You say that this morning.
Not a single actor, not a single director, not a single anybody. And it's just simply an observation. People are, you know, sending. Apparently I'm on all kinds of email lists this morning getting, you know, asking me why am I trying to stir up the race pot. I'm not. I'm just simply reporting on what's happening. But you can't tell me out of all the performances this year that there wasn't one black person who was worthy of an award.
Will Smith did a fine job.
Yeah.
Idris Elba always does a great job.
Exactly.
There's so many that...
The list goes on and on.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying Hollywood's racist. I'm not saying anything more than this is
an observation that
simple
you made.
Observation that I'm sure will not be overlooked by Chris Rock when he hosts the Oscars on February the 28th. So...
true.
You think I'm bad, you just wait until the February 28th and see what Chris has to say about it.
And look at this. Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet both nominated for an award again.
King of the world.
Yep. Maybe Titanic 2, Dean. Maybe.
King of the world.
Right? Wouldn't that be something?
My Shoshona.
That's Dean Richards. You know him from his
work with
The Knack. You are?
Thank you, Dean.
Thanks, Dean.
That's Dean Richards. All right.
He's got Oscar fever.
He does have Oscar fever. We'll talk to Steve next and find out what's on the Wintrust Business Lunch. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.